This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Gone the other way here a little bit, hasn't it, in the last few months? But that's why we do what we do. That's why we get everybody together and talk about what we need to talk about right here on What's On Your Mind. Solve some problems for crying out loud. I'm still a little confused about calls we'd received from people who had called and had their name removed to the Secretary of State's office. Evidently, that was before the deadline where the signatures were accepted. But again, a nice texter said, do me a favor, Scott. When you come back, would you compliment that Leanne for being a good public servant? And my answer is absolutely, 100%. Because, what did they say exactly? I should read it verbatim rather than paraphrase. While I do that, let me talk to Glenn in Fargo before our next guest here. Glenn's been waiting to weigh in on What's On Your Mind. Here are the telephone numbers. Did you get this memo, Todd? Somebody called the switchboard and said I was saying the numbers too fast. Todd, Kevin, they...
Nope. Make sure you're programmed in the speed dial and you never even have to hear it again.
Yeah, nope.
Give me a buzzer if I'm saying I'm too fast. But,
okay.
800-228-0550 to call. That was too fast? Seriously,
I'm sure somebody thought it was. I mean, I don't think it was, but I'm sure somebody did. So on their behalf.
800-228-0550. How's that? Text 701-367-2054. How was that? Did I get the bells? No bells? Okay. I have a bell. All right. 701-367-2054. 2054 for me. Todd, what number can they text you at? And you can.
They can't right now.
Oh, that's right. You don't have a phone right now. We said that at the beginning of the show. All right. Sorry, Glenn and Fargo. What's on your mind, Glenn?
Hi. I was wondering, have you heard about John Stram's proposal to make an ordinance for citywide mask wearing?
I have. Yep.
Are you planning on talking about that at all? Because I'm very concerned about that. I don't think that the statistics, you can't believe any of the statistics you're getting from around the country. I mean, if you listened to Rush's show yesterday, you heard what was happening in Florida where everything was coming back positive.
Fake news. All fake news. All cooking the books.
Yeah.
And down in Florida. I mean, I hope people know that story. I think we have the audio here somewhere from Rush's takedown of the apparatus there that was cooking up fake numbers. And, so, I mean, you worry about all of that.
Just the other deals where things are being coded as COVID deaths when they're not COVID deaths. I mean, somebody may be dying of lung cancer in the process of dying, and then all of a sudden they catch the virus, and so they're put down as dying of COVID when they really died of lung cancer, that type of thing.
I'm dying to have a matrix of all the numbers. And when we say, okay, how many people died with COVID? Okay, not of COVID, with COVID. Meaning it was a trigger. They had asthma. They had some other obesity, whatever. And this was it, which could have been anything, right? Could have been the flu. Could have been a mosquito bite. Could have been anything. Okay, I want to see that. And then I want to see what were the averages related to the deaths of other things, right? So in other words, how many total people died from something in 2020 versus 2019 versus 2018, and then break those down? And I think it'll tell us a lot. You're exactly right. To answer your question, Glenn, on masks, we will. Mayor Mahoney did yesterday bring up masks in the briefing they did at 1:30, and he basically said you can't enforce this. How do you enforce it? What are you going to enforce it with? So it's better to do it on a voluntary basis. Talked about how some others had done it. You know, I want to know this. My wife and I are even having a little debate about this right now. She's a healthcare professional. She's saying that will do what they're saying it's going to do. If you wear a mask, there'll be less spread. So let's just do it. Let's just. And I'm like, well, I just want some, you know, N95 mask. I get it. A scarf, same thing. I want some reasonable, level-headed medical professional that I trust say it will help if you do this. And you know what? I'll do it in a heartbeat. But I think 90% of it is shaming us into something. And yeah. I take it you feel the same way, Glenn.
Well, and then you hear things like this doctor in Minnesota that's being threatened with removing his license, and he's been practicing for a number of years and recognized as being an excellent medical doctor. And he's saying this stuff is not real, what they're saying. And so they're threatening with taking away his license because he had the audacity to speak up.
If anybody's missed that, by the way, it's the man's name is Dr. Scott Jensen. We've had him on as a guest on the program. He's been a guest of Chris Berg's on Point of View. He now is doing Fox News. I think he was on with, I forget, Laura Ingraham or somebody last night on Fox pretty regularly as well. He raised the flag that he was getting instructions as a doctor from the Department of Health to list things of COVID when they weren't COVID. Now, yeah. They claim, no, we didn't mean that. We just meant the COVID death. But he exposed it, and they then changed it in Minnesota, so it wasn't there. For that, what does he get?
His license gets threatened.
Yeah, his license threatened. You're exactly right, Glenn. So good points. All right, I got to get going here. I did find that text. It's from a listener. It says, give Leanne at the Secretary of State's office a MyPillow for being a great public servant. I said, okay, good idea. She was nice enough to call and give us a scoop and save you a little bit of a headache there. Okay, Joan Salmon, founder of a oil and gas business advisory firm and a technology incubator, and someone that works with oil producers, investors, and service providers, is someone that I've read her work before. I've seen her present before. I think Tom Ralstedt introduced us some time ago out in Williston. And I appreciate her take on the oil and gas issues and wanted to ask about the impact on the Dakota Access Pipeline and what this might do. Joan, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate you having me on the show and giving me a chance to interact with you. And you kind of are the kingpin of all that goes on in the state. And so you're very connected, and it's a great opportunity. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Kingpin. I'm gonna write that down. Nobody's ever called me that before, but I think it's a good thing. I think I'll call me the connector. I'm happy to connect real people with the people that make decisions and hopefully get a good outcome. That I'll take every day. So when you heard about this DAPL ruling, your first thoughts were what, and what is it going to mean?
Well, I'll tell you, my first thoughts were candidly that this was the first iteration of what I think the country has now come to recognize as a bit of a performance that we've just witnessed. George Floyd, that entire incident was merely the catalyst to once again pull a plan off of a shelf. And Standing Rock was as much as a part of that plan as anything that we've just lived through. So my first thought was, here's what happens when we are not vigilant. From an industry perspective, this is what happens when we're not vigilant about communicating well about what's really going on in the court. In other words, this group and these groups, because let everyone know, the amount of money and coordination behind what happened at Standing Rock is astounding. There is organization upon organization upon organization that is funding what happened at Standing Rock, and we as an industry really need to be living in that same space, the space of communicating and framing what we're doing, not letting them frame what we're doing as an industry. So my first reaction was, here we go again. But this ruling really does lay out in bare the implications of us not being, of us not fighting on that battlefield, the battlefield of communication. And that's a discussion, of course, that we've had across the industry for a long time, but it really is, I think, laid bare in this ruling.
Yeah, I mean, oil folks want to take oil out of the ground, right? Pipeliners want to build pipeline. They don't want to be in the PR business, the media business, but sadly, the other side doesn't play that way. And you do a magnificent job of awakening this industry that provides for so many, does so many good things, but is under constant attack and needs to fight the battle, don't they?
They do, and it needs to be formalized. It needs to be intentional, and it really needs to come with a force and a might that the environmentalist movement and the Marxist elements of the Democrat Party have not seen from this industry or from our side in general.
When we come back, I'd like to have you define the enemy. What is the industry up against? What is North Dakota up against? And we'll talk a little more about DAPL, what you expect there, too. But I couldn't agree with you anymore on what's going on in the court. Sad deal. More after this.
If you are concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative. Northland Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
PetroServe USA has a great lunch special for you today. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Come on in and check it out. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. 2 for $2 on the sparkling ice with caffeine. Salted nut rolls are 2 for $1. The giant seeds, 5-ounce bag, only $1.29. And how about the new Kit Kat birthday cake? 79 cents. And the Anacorda, 10-foot course for your iPhone, $9.49. At a PetroServe USA near you. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Slow now. This is the Oasis Petroleum Hotline. This number you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We don't even have to be on the air when you call this number. You see something on the television that you're watching, you're screaming at that goofball on CNN, and you want us to get a fact check out there, you just call this number. You've seen something in a newspaper, bugs you, you see, you heard something at the coffee shop, call us number. 855-200-1776. All right? Oasis Petroleum, turn to the storm, be the buffalo. That's what Oasis Petroleum loves about North Dakota. That's what we love about Oasis Petroleum. They're doing that right now, and it's a battle, and we're praying for all of them. Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable how tough it is right now. I can't even begin to tell you. All right, more of our conversation with Joan Salmon. Joan is an expert in the oil and gas industry and advises the industry as well. Oil producers, investors, service providers turn to Joan and say, hey, Joan, what should we do here? So we were talking a little bit about what oil and gas is up against before the break. What is that? Describe the landscape if you're in the oil and gas business right now, what you face, Joan.
Well, the landscape right now, of course, on a national scale, is that you have parties coming in from outside the industry, from outside the geographical areas in which we operate and live, and they are coming with a vastly more coordinated, better funded, and ideologically underpinned initiative of destruction of our industry. And make no bones about it, that is what their goal is, to totally and completely neutralize the oil and gas industry. And they'll do it in any way that they can, at any battlefield that is presented to them. So what just happened at Standing Rock actually started in Nebraska, right? Meaning there was a very well-entrenched political activist in Jane Cleave who ended up making the argument to first local money in Nebraska. So there was one particular donor in Nebraska that she first approached. She had a vision to work with ranchers and farmers. Ranchers and farmers, do we all know any of those people? We do,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
She first reached out to ranchers and farmers. She organized. She delivered to them messages. She told them why they should care about their land, right? So she listened to what they said and then regurgitated that back through the lens and filter of an ideologically left perspective. And voila, the next thing she realized, oh, my gosh, we've got traction here. And she then recognized in the case of oil and gas and this pipeline that she had very useful pawns in the realm of the Native American activist groups. And again, just like the BLM movement, Black Lives Matter Incorporated has nothing to do with black people or black lives. Similarly, the activists of the Native American community often don't actually have very many Native Americans involved with those initiatives, and this is no different. But they understand the tactics of theater. They understand what the visual images represent when you push them out to the media. Oh, by the way, they have very engaged media who's interested in telling their story. By contrast, the industry, we are living in the world of innovation and risk-taking, and we're just trying to actually battle Mother Earth to get a resource out of the ground that is literally underpinning not just our economy, but the entire global economy. And that is a beautiful thing, and all of the people that work in this industry, I hope they feel as proud of themselves as I do of them, because without the work that's being done in North Dakota, in the Permian, in Pennsylvania, you name it around the country, without the work of those individuals and the company, the owners of those service companies who are willing to take the financial and personal risk to run a company in an industry that is constantly under assault, without those people, our lives would look exceptionally different. Our economy would be by double-digit percentage points. The GDP would be much less healthy than it is, even in the face of this quote-unquote pandemic. So we have to understand as an industry that we must fight on the battlefield of communication. And so you look at what, and pipeline companies, God love them, but boy, they are not interested in hearing much from anybody that doesn't do what they do and that is not directly connected to them. So when you say communication strategy to a pipeline company, they will look at you like you've got three heads. They don't have any interest in that. And yet I would suggest to them, had they spent a little more time, energy transfer, a little bit more time on the realm of communication, and we wouldn't be standing here today, I would suggest. Now, we don't know what would have happened and those decisions were made, and we now live where we live, but it's a very, very important lesson for everybody else in the industry.
And, you know, those of us outside of the industry that are watching this to see what's happening are trying to motivate others to engage in this because we benefit. You know, if the protest movement succeeds, everything will cost more. I mean, this is not reality that they live in. So that's why it's so important for the grassroots to pay attention to. But you got to be informed. You got to know what's going on behind the curtain. And I'm not sure there's anybody that has a better handle on that than Joan Salmon. True treasure. We're going to have you back soon, Joan. Appreciate the chat today. Take care.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right. I promised I wanted to help some small businesses today just because I'm feeling that things are tough. And I had a conversation yesterday with Lacey from Ranchers Rebellion Beef Company. They're out of Havana, North Dakota. They're coming to Fargo today, but they go all over the state and they have locations. And they're getting some grief from Facebook. You know, Facebook is the reason you don't read a newspaper anymore like you used to read a newspaper, right? Because you can maybe get them two times a day, if that, and it's in the mail. And because Facebook has consumed so much of the advertising pie that local media goes away, right? And then they pick and choose who they're going to allow to advertise. So I don't like when that happens, and I like to push back. And Lacey's here from Ranchers Rebellion Beef Company to tell us about what they'll be doing today. Lacey, how are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Fantastic. So what do you sell at Ranchers Rebellion Beef Company? What's your product?
Well, anything from ribeyes to kidneys and everything in between. We individually package by the pound ground beef, steaks, roasts, ribs, and then we provide them conveniently to consumers to be able to buy at a lower volume amount at a time. And there's also quite a few different retail locations throughout North and South Dakota where people are able to conveniently pick up some fresh home-raised beef.
Rancher-owned and operated from the pastures of these folks in Havana, North Dakota, to your plate. You can't beat a deal like that. Where do they go today in Fargo?
So today we will be in the old Kmart parking lot on University, and we'll actually have two Rancher Rebellion trailers going to keep lines moving briskly as we can, and there's also going to be a pretty good produce guy from Litterwood, North Dakota. Uncle Jesse's Produce will be out there as well, selling his high-quality raised North Dakota produce.
All right, so when to when today?
It's going to be from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m.
2 p.m. to 5 p.m., Old Kmart parking lot, South University. Tell them Scott sent you, okay? Let them know that you heard it about it right here, and we'll show them who needs Facebook, for crying out loud. And I wouldn't buy any beef at Walmart when they mandate that you must wear a mask. I'd get my beef from Ranchers Rebellion Beef Company, Savannah, North Dakota. Online at ranchersrebellion.com, 2 to 5 today. At the Kmart parking lot, old Kmart in Fargo. Thanks,
it's
Lacey.
Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. He's headed there. Carol, what you got planned?
We have got five tours for 2021. We do still have one tour left in 2020 on August 10th, and that is a magnificent tour, and we have room on that one, and I will be guiding it personally.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Wow. Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free, 701-237-9000, JuvenTours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel, 237-9000, JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For the second time in a week, the U.S. Supreme Court lifted an injunction on a federal execution. By a divided vote with the four liberal judges dissenting, it lifts an injunction against the death of convicted killer Wesley Perkey, whose lawyers argue he's mentally unfit for execution. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says he wants to prioritize support for schools when it comes time for a new coronavirus relief bill. He also says he's open to more direct checks to Americans, but he says there was a big mistake in the last bill.
The one mistake I think we made in the unemployment area was providing a bonus that actually made it more attractive for many people to stay home rather than go back to work.
Two astronauts at the International Space Station conducting a spacewalk at this hour. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour, brought to you by My Pillow and my beach blanket and my beach towel and my sheets, my bed, my mattress topper, my pet pillow. All of that, products of Mike Lindell and his genius brain, the founder of MyPillow. There's so many great products right now. If you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, but it's summer. I can't help but talk about beach blankets. Big 40 by 78 beach blanket. Normally $40, you get it for $24.99 when you say, Scott sent me. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or 800-506-9028. See how much better I'm getting now at saying the number's nice and slow?
Very nice.
800-506-9028. You know, we replay this program at night, so if I say it too fast, just listen at night and then have a pen ready. Right there. I'm like that, though. I got to have it. One more time. 800-800. Okay. Jim, did you have something to say about how fast I say the numbers? Is that the reason for your call?
Yes, it is.
Okay, help me out.
Okay. I have a different perspective. You're now saying the number is so slow, I can't remember the number before it.
I can relate, brother. I get it.
Oh.
Why did I come in here again?
I got to find the right speed.
Well, you were doing fine.
All right. Yeah, not too slow, in other words. Just find that happy medium. God bless you, Jim. Thank you very much. 800-228-0550. And remember, 24-7, the Oasis Petroleum Hotline, 855-200-1776. Todd, I don't know if I can do this one, but somebody wanted the email slow. And, you know, we have this ridiculously long email. Studio. Are you ready? What'sonyourmindradio.com. Now, I mean... Really? So I sometimes say just Scott H. My first name's Scott. My last name's Hannon. So we'll just go with the first initial. Scott H. at flagfamily.com. Okay? Is that good? All right. Kelly Armstrong standing by with some very important information on Measure 3 and also his take on the Dakota Access Pipeline, plus other headlines. Stay tuned for that in just a moment. But I was telling a story earlier about how we love helping small businesses and told a story about CJ at Dak Diesel. As an example, and that's one of the reasons we wanted to have Ranchers Rebellion on today to talk a little bit about this Havana, North Dakota company, a beef company that goes around and does these events, like in Fargo today from 2 until 5, and sells you beef that came right from their farm. And they have a lot of products, and they have a really innovative model. You know, they sell these in stores. You can look for the Ranchers Rebellion products at some stores, and you can just go to these events or just check them out online. I appreciate that very much. I think it's great. Looking at the ribeye, and I'm drooling right now. Well, anyway, so CJ from Dak Diesel called in, not to talk about Dak Diesel, but talk about COVID. What the heck you got going today now, CJ?
Well,
Well, it was just kind of interesting. It was my one mechanic always listens over in my other shop to you all day long, but, you know, I take phone calls and all that, and the phone never quits ringing. So for me to listen to it, it's almost pointless because I'd be constantly turning the radio up or down. But I went over there to talk to him, and I just heard you talking about it. And I've kind of reached more or less my boiling point with this whole thing. And the main reason is because 12 weeks ago, it was the middle of April, one of my guys got diagnosed with COVID. And then right after that, I got a runny nose, and it was basically just a runny nose, and it wasn't even bad. But I went in on Monday morning to get tested because I'm going to do the right thing. If we got COVID here, I want to keep customers out of the shop. And, of course, it was one of those things I was thinking, you know, this is a bunch of BS, but I'm just going to do what I'm supposed to be doing, or at least what, you know, our politicians are telling me that I'm supposed to be doing. So that's what I went and did. But I tested positive. And then, you know, our whole shop got it. Everybody more or less tested positive or came down with the exact same symptoms all the way around the shop. So, you know, I'm sure the whole shop had it. But the thing about it is, what was so crazy about it is the nurse that tested me, she goes, I had a really good friend that died of COVID, so this is real. And I said, oh, really? I said, well, that's, you know, sad to hear. And she goes, yeah, but he had diabetes, and he never took care of himself, and he always had these sores on his feet. And, you know, she goes, he went into the hospital because his sores weren't healing up. And lo and behold, he had COVID, and 2 days later he died. And I'm like, well, did he take insulin like he should? Did he eat like he should? And she goes, oh, no, he never did any of that. But he died from COVID. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. Well, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, oh, you're testing me for COVID right now, and I'm supposed to believe this is, you know, like a life and death situation here right now. So that happened, and then my little girl, who's 4 years old, she came down with the croup. It was probably 2 weeks after I tested positive. So we took her into the ER. And they tested her for croup. She had croup. They went in, put her on a ventilator. She was out of there in like 3 hours, out of the ER in 3 hours. Her breathing was perfectly fine. She was, you know, she was back to normal, just perfectly fine. But, of course, since she was in the ER, they tested her for COVID. Well, then 2 days later, they called my wife up and said, hey, Sophie tested positive for COVID. So as a result, you need to go and quarantine her for 14 days. You know, put her in the basement, in a room in the basement, away from everybody. And nobody in the house should have any contact with her for 14 days. You know, and what is so insane about that is, you know, Scott, if you look at it, you know, before this whole COVID, you know, that'd be child abuse. You'd be locked up for that. And here you got, you know, North Dakota state officials telling you this is what you're supposed to be doing. It's just insane, you know. But anyway, like, the worst I came down with was a runny nose. My little girl, she got a fever for 1 day. My wife got a fever for a half a day, but she lost her sense of taste and smell for 2 weeks. You know, my one guy, he came down with a fever for 3 days. The other guy, you know, was basically a fever for a couple days. You know, nothing worse than more or less the common flu.
Oh.
You know,
and for that, we are destroying our economy. And
absolutely
scaring the living daylights out of people and wrecking businesses and livelihoods and everything else. And look, the fellow that died with diabetes, that's sad. But guess what? There were other things that could have caused that death as well. The regular flu, right? I mean, he was in a vulnerable position. And anybody in that,
absolutely,
anybody in that category, they are where the focus belongs. They should not be out. They should be in a room in a basement, being very, very sure that they're not getting this. Not everyone else. I mean, that's unbelievable. And just the story you told there is so rare about what happened to you, your precious little daughter, you and your wife, and the worst of that was not being able to, you know, smell a good steak, I guess, for a couple of weeks, right? I mean, wow.
Exactly. You know, and it's just, it's asinine that they keep pushing it and keep pushing it. And, you know, and if you look at the numbers, I went and did the numbers, and you know, it's 1 in 10,500 people, your chances of dying from this worldwide. 1 in 10,500. So if you look at Bismarck, you know, if the numbers are true, you know, and they're always going to, you know, make the numbers higher. So basically, at 10,500, six people in Bismarck are literally going to die from the COVID. You know, and that's sad. I don't want anybody to die. But to go and shut down the economy and kill businesses, which, you know, how many people have committed suicide because either they're stuck at home not making money or they can't pay their bills? You know, it's just asinine all the way around.
It is. CJ, appreciate the call very much. Glad everybody's on the mend. And this is the safest diesel repair shop in the state of North Dakota. They've all had it. They're immune now, folks. You can't go wrong there. So get in there and get it done. Thanks, CJ. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Talk to you later, Scott.
All right. So Congressman Kelly Armstrong and I sat down yesterday. We have a full interview up on our website that you can see as well with the video of this interview. But I'm going to play some highlights today that are very important, I think, for you to hear. And one of them is on Measure 3. Measure 3, again, we talked about it earlier, on the ballot in North Dakota. Congressman Kelly Armstrong, what do we need to know about it? What do we need to know specifically about Measure 3?
I would start with North Dakota has the easiest ballot access of any state in the country. We have the easiest voting access. We're the only state in the country without voter registration. It is legitimately the easiest place to get on the ballot and the easiest place to vote in the whole country. So one has to ask yourself, why are out-of-state special interest groups coming in and trying to change our elections? I think when you start with that question, and more importantly, then why are they lying about how they're gathering their signatures? You know, they market themselves as a grassroots organization in North Dakota. It's the absolute definition of an astroturf organization. The funding comes from out-of-state groups who are targeting conservative states all over the country to change the way they do elections. And the short version of this is very simple. They're bringing California election law to North Dakota. That's what they're doing. And they're marketing it as making it easier for our military to vote. I spent 3 years as a state party chairman and been involved in politics long before that. We allow our active duty military 46 days to vote. The difference is they can request the ballot whenever they want. I have never had a viable complaint from any military person about access to voting, whether they're deployed out of state or overseas or anywhere. And you know how I know that? Because if I would, I would have got on it immediately. This is a fake part of the measure because they want to get into allowing unelected bureaucrats to redistrict North Dakota, but more importantly, they want to bring ranked choice voting to our election process.
Tell me what I need to know about
ranked choice voting is essentially taking away one person, one vote. That's the easiest way to describe it. You can vote for as many people on the ballot as you want. North Dakota has a convention process. I love the convention process. Even though we have competitive primaries here and there, we still settle the vast majority of our cases at convention. The Democrats, I don't think, have had a contested primary in many, many years. But this would put everybody, it turns into a jungle primary. You vote for as many people as you want, and you do ballots until you get a majority. And to give you an example of how this works, there's only one other state in the country who has done it. It is Maine. One of the most popular congressmen in Congress on both sides of the aisle, won on the first ballot, lost on the second ballot, is not a congressman anymore. The Republican candidate for governor won on the first ballot, lost on the second ballot, not a candidate for governor anymore. You combine this with how they did what they call the ethics measure, what they do with this one, and what they do next, and you can see what they're trying to do. And what they're really trying to do is take local business and local community involvement out of our election cycle. And that is exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to change how we vote and who we are. Regardless if you're Democrat, Republican, rural, urban, I think everybody should agree that we should allow North Dakotans to determine how we vote in North Dakota. And that is not what this is.
Are you hearing this, folks? More with Kelly Armstrong coming up. He's talking about Measure 3. It'll be on the ballot in November. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Home cooking with grab-and-go convenience. How about pulled pork and French dip sandwich pulled into the Valley City location? That's the special.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Cronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Cronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with this splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. The July summer sale going on now. New shipments of GM off-lease program cars arriving daily. Enclaves, Acadias, Yukons, Silverados, Equinoxes, Malibus, Cruises. You name it. They probably have it. Some with very low miles. Payments as low as $199 a month. Find the vehicle this summer to fit your lifestyle and your budget by shopping the one and only used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC. Warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
More of our conversation with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. He's doing a masterful job here of laying out the case against Measure 3, but more importantly, peeling back the onion a little bit and the layer to see what's behind and what is this. Because, again, this is a group of people who, you know, scoured North Dakota saying, do you want veterans, do you want military to be able to vote? You know, give them more time to vote when they're overseas? Hello. Unbelievable. Of course we do. But they're playing a game. What are they doing?
Three or four different things on a ballot measure, and they only talk about one, which is a minor thing, which is without a doubt a solution in search of a problem. That's exactly what it is. But they think it's a good tagline. They're going to spend a lot of money on it in North Dakota. They had some success 2 years ago on the ethics measure, and they're going to continue to do this every 2 years. Because here's the bottom line. It costs less money to change the Constitution in North Dakota than it does to be on air in a city like San Francisco for a weekend. And that is the world we live in. That is the world we live in. So out-of-state groups have figured out that they get a very good return on their investment if they can come into North Dakota and get these measures passed. And they're not doing it because they like the way it's governed right now.
So this is the game. They come to North Dakota because they can accomplish their goals here. Big checks written elsewhere. Just part of their grand plan. They're always a step ahead. But it only works when you sign their petitions to change the Constitution. And ultimately it gets passed. It's a lie. Right, Kelly?
They lie about who they are. And they lied to people while they were gathering the signatures. And that's not me saying it. I mean, they were getting these counters. They don't talk about the other things that are in the measure. One should ask themselves that question. I think that has the I think that's been the effect in places where it's existed. And by the way, this isn't always a Democrat versus Republican issue. Cities who have done this, nonpartisan elections and local communities who want to decide to do that, that's up to them. But it has that effect. But I think really what it is doing, and I think, I mean, in the stated purpose, and follow the money of the people to donate to this, and then look at the other things they donate. It is about taking away North Dakota business and North Dakota communities to support and deal with their candidates, and I mean, taking all of those types of influences, which they hate so bad. I mean, we're going to talk, I'm assuming, about Fisher Industries later. Democrats called for me to return the donation to a company from my hometown. That's the type of thing they want. They want to take that part of the equation out of it. I would rather get 25 checks from Fargo, North Dakota than, I mean, and from people I support, or people that support me and have known me my whole life, whether it's Fargo, whether it's Dickinson or whatever, and they want to take that influence out of it.
Yes, you just need to know what's happening here behind the scenes. I think Kelly's doing a great job. We need more more light, more sunshine, more disinfectant, really, on this whole Measure 3 effort. I wish we didn't have to take the time to do it. They lied to get the signatures, but it doesn't look like there's a lot to do other than defeat it at the ballot box come November. Can't have Kelly here and not talk about the Dakota Access Pipeline. If it would shut down, what would that mean?
Well, if they shut down the pipeline in North Dakota, it's going to fundamentally alter the state budget and fundamentally alter the oil patch in the entire state for a very significant period of time. You know, we've had a lot of conversations with people about, during the last oil boom, about trucks on the road, too many rail cars on the rails prior to having pipeline access. Dakota Access Pipeline moves 40% of the oil out of North Dakota. And the best case scenario if this thing is shut down is that we have more trucks on the road and more rail cars on the rails. Worst case scenario is the companies have no incentive to restart these wells and deal with that. And this is not just a Dickinson issue. This is not an oil company issue. This is not a Watford City issue. Anybody in North Dakota who cares about public services, social services, school funding, Fargo diversion, flood protection should care very much about this. Because on August 6th, even with this stay, I mean, we have a lot of companies that don't know where they're going to sell 40% of the oil that comes out of North Dakota.
Think about that. That, again, dramatic impact. A lot of work was done to get rigs in place and get things ramped back up with $40 oil. Did that stop dead in its tracks based on this decision?
I think we're down to either 10 or 9 rigs operating in North Dakota and one frac crew right now, and there's a lot of different things in play. There's pre-COVID problems. There were, obviously, the COVID has had a lot of effect with that, but we have to also remember this. We're not just competing against low oil prices. There are not a lot of companies that drill into shale rock. They just aren't. I think their drilling budgets in the next couple of years are probably going to be a little smaller than they were in the last couple of years, given what's going on in the entire industry. And if they have uncertainty in how they're going to transport their oil and what the discount on that oil is going to be, we're not just competing against that. We're competing about where they're going to spend their capital to drill. And that means we're competing with the Permian. I mean, I love my friends from Texas, but I'd rather we were drilling oil wells here.
Kelly Armstrong, we also talked about Fisher Industries and the wall. I talked a little bit about that yesterday as well. And Kelly, of course, because he's from Dickinson, because he's friends with Tommy Fisher, then the Democrats love to play the game. Are you going to turn back your donation now that you got from him? Because, you know, it's so ridiculous. I want Democrats to sign a petition that says if they're ever elected, they'll never lift a finger for anybody in North Dakota. They'll never help a North Dakota business get more business. Who in their right mind? Isn't that why you send members of Congress there? You know, it's unbelievable the standard that they expect people to live to. It really, really is. But appreciate Kelly and appreciate more of the conversation. The whole thing, we'll put up Scott Hannon Facebook page as well as the What's On Your Mind Facebook page links on Twitter as well so you can hear more of that because we had much more of that conversation on the program. Thanks in part to our friends, not in part, well, they are one of our fine sponsors, but we have many, and we thank H.A. Thompson & Sons. We encourage you to check out their website, hatandsons.com. What you can do to take care of airborne viruses from spreading in your home or business. What things are in place? What are products are out there? Which ones are the best? Call them, 234-9889.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
It's time to relax. With a jug of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur, at the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Crude. North Dakota Sweet Crude, a great way to finish your day.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.